B86 is WACB, Taylorsville, an Apple City broadcasting station. Stay tuned for Lisa McLean's Keeping You in the Know show. Lisa and her guest will inform you on topics that will enrich your life.
I'm so excited about today's show. I have the author of the Amazing Foot Book in the studio today. Unfortunately, it's raining on their spring fling, and I'm sorry about that. And good morning, Miss Paula. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Lisa?
I know that you hate that this has happened, but you had a rain date. You anticipated that, right?
That's correct. We had already planned a rain date because we ran into this actually last year and had to reschedule due to rain. So we're going to have it next Tuesday from 4 to 7 at Matheson Park, same place, same time, just next Tuesday instead of today, because as you can see, it's not.
Oh, it's not weather.
Not fit for spring fling today.
No. We'd have wet feet today, wouldn't we, Dr. Lenny?
That's right.
Welcome to my show today, Dr. Lenny, and I am thrilled that you wrote this children's book. It is a wonderful book. Yesterday, someone brought me a copy of it, and it is a great book, and I can't wait for the people in Alexander County to come out and be able to get a copy and let you autograph it, so it is a good, good thing. Miss Macy, come on over here into Lisa Land, okay? I saw you running across the highway. She wore my favorite color today, too. She looks pretty. Now, tell us a little bit about what LICC is, if you don't know what that is.
That is an organization, a group of people, actually, from the local organizations that get together that support children birth to five and their families, trying to connect them to resources and make sure if there are special needs or anything involved with the family, that they're getting the services that they need to support and help that family.
Now, the chairman of this committee is Sergeant David Moose, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you're the chairman.
Well, he's actually the chairman of Safe Kids.
Oh, of Safe Kids. Okay.
LICC is the local interagency coordinating council. Uh-huh. And like Dawn just said, it works. We've all come together to be a part of Spring Fling because LICC's goal is to help screen or help catch kids early if they have any type of delay and they might need services. And so that's part of their mission. So that is the reason they're involved. And then Safe Kids, this year we've changed our theme from Fit and Fun to Fit, Fun, and Safe because we now have the new coalition called Safe Kids. And so we want to focus on safety, too. And I'll let David explain what Safe Kids is.
Tell us what Safe Kids is, David.
So Safe Kids is a local coalition that is part of a state and national as well as global really organization called Safe Kids Worldwide. Safe Kids Alexander County is our local coalition that brings together different community partners and agencies that are geared towards helping to prevent preventable injuries and deaths to children age 0 to 18 and 19, up in that age range there.
Now, how do you go about doing that? Car seat checks, or what all do you do that covers?
Right, so each local coalition can actually choose what safety areas they want to focus on. Our three priorities for this first year of our existence, we chose as fire safety, motor vehicle safety, and poisoning prevention. So with the different agencies that are represented and organizations that are represented through our coalition, we undertake different outreach activities within the community, participate in things like spring fling and health fairs and things such as that. And each agency that's got a member in our Safe Kids Coalition kind of determines how their activities that they may already do fall within the safety areas and goals that we're trying to address as a coalition.
Now, are these areas that y'all chose to address, is this areas that you've seen that we have some issues here in the county with?
Yeah, we have some issues with motor vehicle safety. Obviously, one of the big things that we do in that area is with teen drivers and young drivers in the driver's ed program, teaching them about the dangers of texting and driving, distracted driving, as well as intoxicated driving. So areas like that, and then with the fire marshal's office and emergency management and the fire departments going out and doing fire education, fire safety education. You know, we see, unfortunately, some incidences from year to year where there's fire injuries and even fire deaths. So you know, those are areas that we've seen locally as well as statewide that we're trying to reduce those incidences here in the county.
What about the poisoning issue? Is that a thing that happens quite often?
We see some of that. The health department sees a lot of that, those mm-hmm. cases. They're on board with us as part of our coalition. The big activity that we do with that is our medication drop box, which already was in existence before we formed our coalition. So we're just trying to expand the outreach of that mm-hmm. program to try to do a lot on the prevention side as far as reducing the availability of medications to young children.
And that's where the area is. Like, when I thought of poison, I thought, well, you know, maybe they got a hold of some, like, chemical in the house. But what it is medication of, like, a grandparent or somebody like that, maybe.
Well, that's the most widespread because, you know, okay. as you know, a lot of people have medications and they're a lot of times left out in areas where children can get to. But there's other things, too. Mm-hmm. Laundry packs. You know, they can be a poison.
If
young children get into those and ingest that detergent, that can be very traumatic.
Well, you know,
traumatic.
I can see why, because they're beautiful colors, and kids don't know any better. I mean, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And the companies do a lot of good outreach on their side, as well as Safe Kids Worldwide puts out public safety announcements and things that we partner with them and try to get the word out locally as well. But you've got those things as well as the household chemicals that you would traditionally think of as well.
Okay. How many children are you trying to reach in this program when you're doing this? What is your outreach base?
We try to reach every family that has young children, birth mm-hmm. to five in the county. So mm-hmm. we really, every event we have leading up to Spring Fling or any other event we have that sponsors the Safe Kids events, we try to reach all families with young children in the county.
And is it just young children or all the way up?
Well,
he mentioned like teenagers, which
right.
is, that's a big deal with teenagers texting and driving, honestly.
It depends on the particular program, and some programs do go up mm-hmm. And reach out to older kids too, absolutely.
It is amazing to me that we've not had a lot of major accidents, because I sit up in the bird's nest here looking down and people are just, the lights change sometimes without them even realizing. They're just busy on their phones, and I'm thinking, what are you so on that phone for? It's just ridiculous. And teenagers do not realize. They think they can multitask and drive and do it at the same time.
I think it's definitely an epidemic with the texting and driving.
It truly is. And young children are put at risk a lot of times, and, you know, their parents don't mean to do it, but sometimes it just happens. So doing a lot of this awareness of things helps them to be aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. And another piece of the Safe Kids and of Spring Fling will be, we will be providing car seat checks, mm-hmm. which is a huge problem, because the statistics show that anywhere from 75 to 90% of car seats are installed incorrectly, and people don't realize that. So mm-hmm. Part of our mission with Safe Kids is to provide that parent education and to teach them how to properly install their seats. And so we will have David, and he will have some help doing this car seat checks at the Spring Fling. And also the partnership, we are a permanent check station, mm-hmm. so you can call and make an appointment anytime Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 to come in and have your car seats checked.
And I hate to admit this, but years ago when I first started the radio station, my daughter, I was doing a remote, and we were at like a sheriff's department thing, and I was doing the broadcast, and my little girl was there, and one of the sheriff's deputies said, "Lisa, I think your car seat's in wrong." And I said, "What?" And they went over there, and they really gave me a hard time. I don't remember who it was now, but it was the sheriff's deputies, and they were, you know, I was trying to promote to fix it, and I didn't even think, Mitty wasn't in the car seat, but they could tell it just by the way it was kind of cocked up on one side, but it has a little bit to the way I drive, you know what I'm saying? So I thought, well, you know, they really were trying to, and, you know, you think you do things right, you know, but we go in such a hurry, and things come undone sometimes. And you do really need to make sure what you're doing is proper.
And that's right. And the other big mistake, I guess you'd say, we see with parents and car seats is using two systems, using the latch and the seatbelt both, because they think if one is good, two is better. And that's not the case with car seats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another a common mistake that people make. So just make an appointment or come out to Spring Fling and get your car seats checked.
Absolutely, because you want your children to grow up and be able to have a good life, and going through the windshield of a car is not what we want to happen anymore. Miss Macy, how are we this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm running like always.
I know it. You're juggling a lot of things. I realize
well.
That. Now, I want you to introduce our guest today.
Dr. Jeffrey Lenny is a classmate of mine from
really?
The class of 1980.
81.
He was 81 and I'm 82, so we just told Alexander County our age. Our ages, but He and I have been friends for a long time, lifelong friends, and I think his mom called me on a Sunday morning at church. They told me I had a telephone call, scared me because nobody calls me on a Sunday morning during a church service. Mm-hmm. And it was his mom, and she was talking about Jeffrey having a book that he authored and asked me would I be interested in reading the book and receiving it. And I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so that's how all of this got started. And I fell in love with the book, and I've shared it with everybody. And we're just glad that he's from Alexander County and he's doing great things.
Well, we are thrilled. Dr. Lenny, tell us a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about you so everybody knows from the time you walked across that stage at Alexander Central High School till now.
Okay. Lifelong. Born and raised here. I've moved away probably in my mid-20s, around the age of 25. And it's funny how things kind of just connect and oversee. Professionally, my career started in broadcasting. I went to Wilkes Community College.
Really?
And I worked in radio for 5 years. My last on-air position was a station here in Tellsville that went dark some years ago. So. Oh.
And probably was our original station here, WQXC.
That was it. That
was B86 in the very beginning.
That's right.
When I first went to work for the station, I think that was about 23 years ago. So it was over there on the mountain.
It was.
That is where our tower site still is.
Okay.
And we moved downtown so we could be more in the community of what's going on. So you are like in the the sisterhood of B86.
That's right. That was many moons ago, a young buck then. And then I went to school. I got an associate's degree and ended up in law enforcement and did policing for over 20 years. I was a police chief, my last full-time job, 5 years.
Really?
Yes, and I still got a badge. I don't police much anymore, but I'm a reserve with a little town near the Virginia border.
Mm-hmm.
And got my PhD, my doctorate in 2013, and now I'm a faculty member with Fayetteville Technical Community College, mm-hmm. where I teach information technology classes. So I authored this book probably in 2014, and it's basically a for-profit venture to fund my son's college education. I haven't put a dime away for his college, and he's a rising junior in high school.
Oh, no.
So,
where is he going to go to college? That's another question.
We got to get him out of high school first. We get him out of high school, then we'll worry about college, get those grades up. Well, right now, he's like every boy, wants to play in the NFL. But that book, and there's a series of books. That's the first of five. Four more is going to come out behind it. Hopefully, the second title here in the fall,
mm-hmm.
hopefully to fund his college education.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's published by my middle name, Scott. Because my academic publishing will be under my formal name, Jeffrey. I don't want to mix the two up. The for-profit publishing versus the research.
Okay.
So right. I publish under Scott, my middle name,
mm-hmm.
and my academic publishing under Jeffrey. So.
What made you pick The Amazing Feet?
Amazing Foot book. Somebody alluded me to a Dr. Seuss reference, which I didn't know. I'd honestly never seen that book or read that book. But that book is a rhyming book, and, you know, I just thought, you know, what would be a good title for the book, and let's do Amazing. It's an amazing little book. It didn't take me very long to write, but, you know, that's how it happened, you know. Mm-hmm. So the Amazing Foot book and all the books that come out behind it's going to have that amazing work, the amazing skin they're in, their amazing eyes. Mm-hmm. There's a whole series, different animal anatomies that's going to come out.
Well, it's a very good book. It rhymes really adorably. And I love the fact that, you know, you use like big words. I know it was like microscopic in here and words like that, you know, children today are not like they were when Lisa went to school. Okay.
Right.
I don't really know what I did actually. Okay. I wonder sometimes if I need to go back. Okay. Because I've been thrown into a profession that I feel, like I wasn't paying attention. And I know that, you know, I had good teachers who tried really hard. But children today, they're so used to so much technology. And when they're little, and that's what you're trying to reach is little kids with these words. And, you know, I can see parents loving to read this book to their children. Because that's the thing that reading does. It bonds you to your children. And that's
right.
What you really want to do. And I love the illustration. The illustrator, is that someone that...
I've never met her, actually. I'm not even sure if she's in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Gwenda, whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
Gwenda. I think she was somewhere in Europe.
Oh, really?
And we just communicated through email mm-hmm. a couple of times, but the publisher pretty much worked with her. And by the way, that's a local publisher. They're in Johnston County, Clayton, North Carolina, Right Way Publishing.
Well, I saw on the back it said Charleston, South Carolina.
That's who does the printing.
Okay.
The actual publisher is in Clayton, North Carolina.
Is that close to where you live?
Yes, I live in Johnston County. I live in Benson.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Benson.
Well, it is an adorable book. I went through, and Joyce, yesterday, they brought it into us while we were doing the trading post, and Joyce loves certain pages an awful lot. She loved this where the snake has no feet.
Right.
And, you know, that's true. Snakes have no feet, and that right. is something that children are inquisitive about.
Right.
And it teaches them such good things with this book, and we even talked about it on the train post this morning. Joyce was saying, at least you know that book it said yesterday, and I said, what? And she said that cheetahs are the fastest, and I said, boy, you know, it's amazing what we learn from a book.
I may have to give her her own copy.
But we do have a good time about this, and I want everybody that has a child or a grandchild to come out and, you know, see your book and buy it and get a signed copy of it. And it's you're using it to help benefit the children here in the county, really. Because what this book does is it teaches parents, you know, to bond with their children. There's nothing more enjoyable than sitting down with your children and reading to them and teaching
right.
them a love.
Right.
And you being a doctor, you know that.
Right.
How children need to learn to read. And education just opens up a world that a lot of us, like myself, may have missed out on a little bit. But we encourage the people to come out and enjoy the book. And it is illustrated beautifully. All the words are just, they rhyme so well. And it teaches children to rhyme.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope the rest of the books measure up to that one, because I've got a lot of positive feedback about that book. So a first pass, and it didn't really take long to write it, but you know, after you write a dissertation, writing something like that's not too much of a mm-hmm. too much of a chore. But
did you self-publish it yourself?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I found them through my LinkedIn account. I had a colleague, a doctoral colleague of mine, who self-published the book. She said she made $65,000 off hers.
Oh, that's really?
Then the light bulbs went off. Ting, ting, oh. Light bulbs and bells. So I got on my LinkedIn account and started searching for local publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And found these guys, and they're a really good bunch of people, and they've been very supportive of me, helping me and stuff, and giving
well,
me feedback.
Well, it's very smart what you're talking about. You know, the person that wrote the chicken soup books,
right.
he wrote a book about success in life,
right.
and in that he's talking about the number one way to become successful is to write a book. And that's very smart on your part. And a college education, I know I got one at L. Orr Ryan, and I'm telling you what, I might have to give up both kidneys before it's over with. Be on dialysis or something.
Oh.
But I know today that you've got a very special guest. I know how proud he is of you. I'm proud of you just because you're from this county and to do something so wonderful.
I want you
to tell us about your guest.
My father's here, Jesse Lenny. Retired from Alexville Furniture, did furniture most of his life. He drives a bus for the Alexander County School System now in retirement. And he's been a very good father, a man I really look up to and admire and respect. And I believe he is proud, as is my mom. And she's not quite as mobile and doesn't get around as much as she used to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She's at home listening. Hi, Mom. So she's home listening. But
and she loves you just as much.
Yes, ma'am, she does. And so I'm glad Dad could come and witness this event with me. And Macy, you know, me and Macy go way back. I had a 16th birthday party in my baseball time. I remember Macy coming. I called her, are you coming? You remember
was
that?
She late?
She was late. I'm getting dressed. I'll be there.
Macy and I are never change.
That's right. She and I are kindred spirits because we're always late, okay? That's just how it is.
And I was talking about my law enforcement career. Actually, my very first job was under former Sheriff Ray Warren with the Alexander County Sheriff's Department. I worked for the Sheriff's Department for a few months before I left and went to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything began here, you know, born here, you know, and you're sentimental about home.
Mm-hmm.
So Tesla hasn't really changed too much. There's been
a
few changes.
That. We like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, I don't think we had a Walmart when I left. And it's been a while. So
it has been a while.
A lot of things.
We've had some good improvements, but we do keep that same principle of values here in Alexander County.
Right.
We are a close-knit, loving county, and this whole coalition that's going on, that's what that's about, showing our love to our children and our future, really.
Right, right.
And that's the thing that you've got to do. And I like it that this has started, that, you know, you're all working together, all agencies, because unfortunately what Sergeant sees a lot is the end result of things not working out like they're supposed to. And you don't want to have to pick up the pieces. It'd be better to prevent a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, an ounce of prevention is tremendous.
I'm sure.
And I just want to add that that's why all of our services are geared to the young children, because if we can catch things early, we can make a lifetime of difference. Mm-hmm. And going back to Dr. Lenny's book, is I want the audience to know that the families that come out to Spring Fling will get a free copy of his book, and it will be autographed by him.
How wonderful.
And so, yes, so you don't want to miss that, because it is a phenomenal book. I'm so excited about it.
All right. So you would love for all the families with young children to come and be able to meet an author who went to high school here. What elementary school did you attend?
Tellersville Elementary. It's still there. It's still standing.
It's still hanging on.
Yeah, it's still there. And I drive by, I see that old gym, and say, I wonder what's going on in there, you know. Mm-hmm. You know. So, but yeah. Tellersville Elementary, and it was a junior high. We actually did our ninth grade year there, became a middle school, a junior high for like 1 year, mm-hmm. 1 or 2 years.
Central
Junior High, yeah.
Well, I experienced that. I graduated in 83. I'm right behind all of y'all. And it is that nostalgic thing that you feel, and for the high school too, for that matter, because even though you went to Tellersville, I went to Hidnight, we all go to a different place. We all come together, and that's what you're about today, is coming together and building a better future for Alexander County.
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being my guest today. It thrills my heart to meet you. I love your book. I can't wait to. I hope you'll come back and be my guest when all the next books come
absolutely.
Rolling out.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all coming today. I do hope you. What you going to do if this weather's bad next week?
I don't know. We're not going to go there.
We're
not going to go there.
Power it's of positive thinking.
That's right. It's not going to be bad weather. We're going to have all of our wonderful agencies will be there next week. It'll be beautiful, and families will come out and have fun, and we'll give lots of information out. Everybody will get their foot book, and we're just going to have a great time.
And what else can they get that day? There's lots of information they'll be able to pick up, too.
That's exactly right. In addition, all these agencies that will be there that will be sharing information for the parents, they're also going to provide an activity for the children to do. So every agency is going to have something fun and active for the kids to do. Also, a lot of people will be providing healthy snacks.
Oh.
And yes, we'll have bottled water and other healthy snacks, but everybody's going to have something fun for the kids to take part in. So we've got all kind of fun things that'll be happening.
Now, where's this going to happen at?
Matheson Park.
All right. And they need to be there by what time?
It's from 4 to 7.
So they can come anytime during
anytime. It's a floating event, drop in anytime. There will be a fun run. The Y is going to have a fun run. Mm-hmm. We're going to have bouncy houses, bubbles, cornhole. We'll have music and movement, story time, all kind of fun things.
David, is Chip going to be there, the little car?
Yeah, we'll try to have him out there as well. We'll be doing that as well as the car seats, and then emergency management and fire marshal's office is planning on having the smokehouse out there.
Oh, are they going to have the smokehouse?
Yeah, that's the plan. So unless something unforeseen happens, that should be out there. So bring your kids out, have them to go through the smokehouse to learn about how to get out in case of a fire safely.
What a good idea. But the kids love that little car.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah.
I am telling you what, I hate to be anywhere that car is that I've got to compete against it, because it's a challenge, you know. And especially when the sheriffs and all them are in control of it, it's just, you know, people are drawn to that. It's amazing what children love and how they're attracted to it. And what a good idea to let them go through a smokehouse to see, you know, that way maybe if they're ever in a house that's on fire, the smoke won't scare them so bad that they can think and do calmly to get out safely. So that's a good idea. All right. Wonderful day. I'm hoping we'll all pray for good weather. How's that?
Thank you, Lisa. I hope you can join us too.
Well, I hope to. And Jesse, thank you for coming today. I know Jesse listens to this radio station, and we love him for that. And thank you. Yeah. Don't you drive it east, Jesse? Yeah. That's what I was thinking. He drives down there where all the Joyce's kids are. So
okay.
He probably sees her coming in the morning, thinking, "Oh, we need to call the sheriff's department or something." But thank you for being my guest today. I do hope you have a wonderful, successful day next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure to join us again next Thursday morning at 10 for Lisa McLean's Keeping You in the Know Show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.